Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. There's little e-news that goes out as well. And I'm sure it'll be helpful for you to let you know. It's a great day to be live, and you're going to love a special guest today, Josh Whidden. Welcome to the program, champion.
Thank you, Rick. And hello, everyone. It's lovely to come to you here from St. Philip's Christian College in at Waratah. And we are in one of our new buildings here at the college called the Active Learning Centre. And you can see an amazing basketball court in behind us here, and it's a beautiful space to serve our community.
Those that can see through radio are going to be really doing really, really well for this.
True.
But we're in active learning, so we're going to learn a little bit today.
Yep.
And hopefully, is there some sort of methodology apart from conversation with active learning?
It's learning, educating students on movement and healthy movement. Where we've gone to a new direction rather than trying to create athletes, we're trying to create young people who are comfortable and I guess experts in how they can move their bodies so that they can continue to be moving healthily in the latter years of their life.
Sounds like an all-age curriculum to me.
For the whole of their life.
Whole of life curriculum.
Yeah.
It's great, mate. And what's your role here at St. Philip's now?
So my role is I serve the community here by functioning in the role of the head of senior school. So we've got just under 600 students across the years 9 to 12. Multiple various pathways for the high school certificate, and a beautiful community of students, staff, and parents that we work with here.
Brilliant. Yeah, young family.
Got a young family. I've got a son Noah who's in year one. He's 6 years old, and Zachariah who is 5 in kindergarten.
And committed local church.
Yeah,
well, you're a pastor's kid.
I'm a pastor's kid. My parents led a church for a number of years.
Stephen Ann.
Correct, Stephen Ann Whidden. And then my wife and I are on the senior leadership team at the local church.
Very good. With Jason and Kim.
Jason and Kim Alexander, correct.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to talk a little bit today, coming up on the 6th of June, Friday the 6th of June, and all this sort of information is on our website that you can link into. We've got the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast.
Correct.
We've got a new Lord Mayor, and following that, we've got the Lord Mayor's Student Leadership Forum.
Absolutely.
We've got a new Lord Mayor.
Yes.
In the saddle, Ross Kerridge.
Dr. Ross Kerridge.
Dr. Ross.
Yep.
Yeah. A distinguished career.
Yes.
In the medical world. And so it's on this, and we're going back to City Hall.
Beautiful venue.
I didn't know, but apparently the former Lord Mayor was pretty keen to get the forum, student forum, back to there for some time, but now it's happening.
Yeah, nearly every year over the last 4 years, asked should we take the Student Leadership Forum to the City Hall, and that's the way we're going for both events this year.
I mean, it's a stunning place. It is the epicentre, it's the heart of civic life.
Yep.
And huge amounts of history and a stunning venue, so it should be great.
Yeah, it'd be really good. And we've got an exciting group of panellists that's going to share with our and inspire our next generation of leaders.
Yeah, so what does it look like? And then we'll lean into the panellists. On the morning food. So students from a whole bunch of different schools, open invite.
So open invite, students from all three sectors, the state sector, the independent sector, and the Catholic sector, send their student leadership teams to this event where the present generation of leaders inspire the next generation of leaders. So we'll open up with each of our panelists giving a 7 to 8 minute message or about their thoughts on leadership and how they can inspire our young people on the trajectory of their leadership growth. Then we have a short break for some morning tea. And then we also have a question and answer panel where our student leaders get to ask the panelists some questions and answers. And for the third time this year, we pose a problem or a challenge that the current local government is working through to the student leadership team, and they provide the voice of 16 to 18 year olds on how we can overcome that challenge in the Newcastle community. So it's a young person stakeholder engagement into the direction of where our local community is going, which has been a great addition. So the last couple of years we've been talking about that Broadmeadow precinct area, which has been fantastic.
Yeah, well, there's huge plans for that place over the coming decades, which is amazing. I mean, the quality of student leadership coming through is quite amazing.
Yeah, across all the schools, you know, like it never ceases to amaze me. The young people that come to these events, and a group of them serve at the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and then others help facilitate the program. It really is, the program is set up in such a way that each school has an element of voice into the program. So it doesn't feel like it's just a St. Philip's event or on another one of our local schools. It really feels like it's an event put on by the schools for the schools.
Yeah, amazing. A few good panellists coming up too.
We've got some amazing panellists coming up.
Lord Mayor himself.
Lord Mayor himself.
And?
We've got a former Australian netballer, Sam Pullman, coming to share with us and inspire us around leadership. And she's had vast leadership experience through, professional athletics. So that's a fantastic addition. We'll also have former school principal Pam O'Day, who will be a great addition. She worked in local schools for 35 years and was a principal for well over 10 years, leading a successful school. And we've also got social media influencer James Chapman.
Social media influencer.
Yeah, James is a remarkable young man, and he will really engage and inspire our young people to be the best versions of themselves. He's got a tagline, "Difference is dope," which is, I guess, his saying of that being different is what makes the world and community a beautiful place.
He's an extraordinary young man. How old is James?
James would have to be, he's in his early 20s now, and he pops up everywhere, whether it's, in TikTok award events through to doing other kind of social media videos with other...
So our listeners right now are searching for him.
Yeah,
James Chapman.
Yeah, find him on Instagram, TikTok. But the thing about James is he's a remarkable young man who's got his heart in a great place and just lives a life to serve others. And
Yeah. With some obvious... would seem to be setbacks in life...
James is very, very short. James was born with a form of dwarfism, and he has turned that challenge to be, a great asset for him to inspire other people. Yeah. He's remarkable.
Yeah, he is. He's an impressive young fellow. I think he's a youth pastor too.
He's a youth pastor in one of our local churches, the Granary Church, and he seems to manage this balance of serving and giving and then being in, a fair amount of social media spotlight with grace, and I think that really comes from his foundation on Christ, to be honest with you.
So. Absolutely. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, Josh Whidden. We're at St. Philip's, Waratah. We're talking about coming up. There's two events back to back. We're really leaning into the Lord Mayor's Student Leadership Forum, which is on Friday, June 6th. It's open to schools right throughout the region. Yep. A number have registered for this. And the pre-event is the annual Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. And again, that's an open invite. And you can go to our website and there's tickets for that that are available right now. It's going to be a tremendous time back at City Hall. Yeah. City Hall. What's your hope, mate, with the forum? I mean, obviously you're heavily invested in the education system and young people.
Yeah.
What's your hope for, what do you see in hope for young people?
My hope in this type of event is we try to be very strategic in the panels that we get to inspire our young people. I guess the theme or the vision of the Student Leadership Forum is the present generation of leaders inspiring the next generation of leaders. So my hope is that Student leaders across the city who are the next steps of leadership across our city and region are inspired to become all they can be.
Yeah.
They also learn about, a leadership model where there's service to their community, but also that they realise that they can achieve great things in their leadership. On top of that, the hope and desire is to build some unity across schools, and that there would be a connection built between some of the various schools across our region.
Brilliant.
And our student leaders would make a connection in that space.
Brilliant. You get students, well, it's a student-led program, really.
It's a completely student-led program.
I don't know where you are. You're probably sipping coffee at the back of the room or something. But it is all student-led. I don't think I even see you.
Well, a lot of it is...
On the program.
Yeah,
you're
on the
there,
program,
of course.
Yeah. I have a very short section where I just introduce the vision behind the Student Leadership Forum. But the heart and desire is that the students do fully lead the program. So students from each school will introduce each of the panelists, open the event, do an icebreaker, lead the question and answer panel. Really, you know, we've got very capable young student leaders in the room. We might as well let them, outwork their leadership in the space. And it's about them, it's not about me. So,
I mean, it's amazing. That's what I'm always struck with, the confidence of young people in their leadership capacity. I mean, I go back to school, I'm thinking, there's no way I would have been anywhere near something like that.
Yeah, I think that the more that we can immerse and bring our young people on the journey of being confident to speak in a group setting, and especially amongst their peers, that is definitely a skill that will carry forward for their future, and only bless them and build them up. I think there's also a self-confidence and a self-belief that happens when young people step outside of their comfort zone.
And it's good to have a mixing and rubbing shoulders. Whilst they're hearing from panellists, they'll do morning tea together and all that sort of stuff with the likes of the panellists, well, the Lord Mayor specifically, and then people like Sam Perlman, who would be a total inspiration, somebody who's made a career in professional sport, but then's gone on to pioneer other things as well.
Yeah.
And James Chapman and Pam O'Day, who's quite stunning, who for decades has shown stellar leadership, not just in education, but also in church.
Yeah, absolutely. Pam's a remarkable leader in our city, and has really forged the way forward with females in leadership too, which is a big ticket item for us in the program as well, to make sure that we've got a good balance of inspirational male and female panellists. We are wanting to do everything we can to for our young people to see that everyone can be a leader, and they can step up into that space.
Are you hopeful for this generation emerging?
Absolutely. This generation has got amazing qualities and skill sets. I guess their care for social justice and their desire to see a world where there's everyone is looked after is very prevalent in our culture. I think one of the challenges that we wrestle with here in our local region is that we don't always realise how blessed and lucky we are in this city on a global perspective. The more that we can get our young people to realise and think about a life beyond their own, the better.
Are you seeing that emerge and flesh out in terms of career choices or pathways that some want to go down?
I think what I see here, at least in our school, is that when we, open the metaphoric eyes of our young people to see the world beyond their own. We run an international trip to Malawi where some of our young people go and serve the poorest communities on the planet. There is definitely a shifting in the trajectory of those students' lives as a result of being exposed to the poorest people on the planet.
Yeah.
So that idea and concept that I could go down a certain path that's all about me and me-centric, now I'm inspired to pursue a future that maybe contributes to a life beyond just mine and my own family and just this region and this beautiful place called Newcastle.
Or maybe some might have aspirations after the student forum to be social influencers or...
Possibly.
Or career sports persons or...
Yeah, absolutely.
Educators or pastors.
But
mayors, mayors, politicians.
Politicians, we need really good young people with good morals and ethics to step foot in the political sector. We need great young people that are going to go and be inspired to start businesses and maybe generate a lot of finance so that they can bless others in their community. You know, we've got great organisations and great things happening in our city, like what the Salvation Army does, what Soul Hub does. There's a lot of great organisations doing things here, and we need people to generate the finance to make them happen.
Josh, final words of encouragement to parents, who may be tuned in. You're a parent. You're obviously mixing with young people. Yep. Final words of encouragement to a parent that may have a teenager that might be a little bit, might be seen as a bit wobbly.
Yeah, well, I think very prevalent at the moment is a lot of people have seen that Netflix series called Adolescence. I don't know if you've seen that, Rick, but that's kind of doing the rounds at the moment. I think realising that there are a lot of blessings with social media, but there's also a lot of challenges in that space. Hmm. My encouragement to parents is just keep the dialogue open with your young person about what they're exposing themselves to. Don't be scared by anything they're exposing themselves to. Probably the... some of the worst things on the planet they would be aware of and they would be understanding of. And so it's about having open dialogue with them and just keeping those lines of communication clear, because you want them to have a good connection with you into the future.
And it's good.
Be praying. The power of prayer
is probably just
undeniable.
On the Malawi thing, the educational journey, the experience.
Yeah. The experience and looking for ways that your young person can live a life beyond their own.
Well, Josh, it's been great having you on the program, mate. Looking forward to Friday, the 6th of June.
Be great.
We've got the Lord Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. Following that, this Lord Mayor's Student Leadership Forum.
Yep.
It's going to be sensational. All the tickets are on our website, and it's an open invite. We'd love to have you there. Thanks, mate, for being on the program again.
Thanks for all you do, Rick. Bless you.
Good on you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.